leading it. Jeffrey right now with the Bearcats, slowly crossing the timeline. Looking for that first one to be open. 34 is it? Tyler Brandel drove it in, passed it out to Morrell. Morrell shoots it. The big man, 6'9", easily lays it in, 7-4.
North Huron has absolutely no answer for Morrell inside. They are going to have to figure out something or he could be in for a big night.
Driving right now for North Huron, Brandon Moore, the 5'9" guard, easily laid that in over two defenders, 7-6. Ubley with the ball now, passed it to the right. Shoots it, missed, tipped around, and that one's going to North Huron.
There's a miss there by Kurt Kabashki, number 22 for Ubley. 7-6, Ubley with the lead, 5:06 to go here in the first quarter. North Huron playing man-to-man defense throughout this first quarter so far.
And that is a typical thing, I think, to see. North Huron usually likes to man up, unless Tyler or Trenton Morrell, the 6'9" guy, could really screw that up.
You're going to have to double-team that guy once he gets in the paint there also.
He's a big boy. Brandon Moore shot it from around the three-pointer, missed it. It did go out of bounds, so Ubley's going to get it.
4:51 to go here, 7-6. Ubley with the lead against North Huron. This holiday game, a lot of schools still on vacation, obviously, through the, end of the week here, next week?
Yeah, there's, you'll see some more games next Friday, but even next Friday, it's only about a half a slate of games.
A few games on tap tonight also. I'll give you a list there at halftime.
Number 20 with it now. Mira. And a little loose ball tipped away by Kyle Case. Kyle Case grabs it and drives it looking for some space. Pass to Nick Oreski on the left. Back out to around the three-pointer to Tim Ives. Shoots it, misses a three. And 34, Tyler Brandel comes up with it for Ubley.
Ives is a real weapon out there, and he was left open. He doesn't miss many of those.
Ooh.
Jeffrey Wright driving easily with a two on the left-hand layup for Ubley.
It's kind of a little bit of a difficult shot there, too, off balance with a right-hander, too, on the left side of the glass.
It's very tough in the middle of the lane as well. Nick Oreski now shooting it for the Warriors. Ives comes up with the rebound, kicks it out to Strzeski. Strzeski pass to the right. Nick Oreski around the three, shoots it, and it's good. That's a tie ball game here at Kindy.
They're going to give him that three there. I thought he might have stepped out of line there, but they gave it to him. 3.5 to go here is all tied up, 9-9.
Jeffrey right now with Ubley, looking to make some space. Got a little bit too handsy by Tim Ives. Tim Ives with his first foul.
Some substitutions coming in. Number 24 coming in. Damian Irvine. We had North Huron substitution come in also.
Number 20, I believe. And 35.
That'll be Justin Clark and Matt Kozinski.
Ubley with the ball now. Jeff Wright just crossing the timeline, looking to make some space, pass it to the left to Mira. Mira just slid out of bounds, so that's going to be North Huron's ball.
Did you coach any of these kids when they were younger here, Eric?
I actually did. Yeah. I coached them when they were about in fifth or sixth grade. That shows my age, unfortunately. Thanks for bringing that up, Eddie.
And Paul's covering these kids, too, when they were probably that young. Here they are now.
I covered some of their parents.
That's embarrassing.
It's a shot attempt there. Number 10.
Goretzky. Goretzky shot it. Missed. Looked like he got fouled.
That's the first. There's two fouls in this game so far, and that's the first right now for Ubley.
Yeah, that foul is on number 24, Damian Irvine. Nick Goretzky makes his first. That is the first lead for North Huron. Shoots a second and makes that one. 11-9 with 3 minutes left in this first quarter.
And this is after being down 5-0 to open up the game and then come back here and take the lead. So it's a good run there for North Huron. Way up for them to settle down with their head coach there taking the lead. That's head coach Dave Case.
Right now with the ball for Ubley. No pun intended. Wright passes it up to the big man, Morrell. Shoots the three, misses, rimmed out. And number 35, Matt Kaczynski, is going to come up with it for North Huron. Pass it to the right around the three. Into the big man, Austin Rice, the closest guy. Austin is 6'6", closest to Morrell. He made that easy bucket, 13-9.
And when you're 6'6" and 6'9", that's where you should be shooting. I'm not sure what Morrell's doing shooting threes. That's not his game.
Right with it. Shot the three, missed it, and Kaczynski comes up with the rebound for North Huron. Strzeski now, passed it across, easily picked off, but bobbled out of bounds, so that was tipped by Ubley, gonna stay for North Huron.
2:13 to go here, 13-9 is the score. North Huron has the lead against Ubley.
Strzeski gonna pass it in for the Warriors. Hopefully, he passed it in to Austin Rice and gets it right back. Strzeski around the top of the key to Brandon Moore on the right. Rice centers it, looking to direct the offense between two or three Ubley defenders. It looked like it got tipped as he drove for the left-hand layup. Missed it, and Ubley comes up with the ball. And that was almost unfair. Number 14, Austin Burton with the easy wide-open layup for Ubley on the other end. 13-11. The first time out with a minute 47 left in this ball game. We're going to take it with them.
13-11, North Huron with the lead.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
We're back here at Kindy North Huron as Ubley is taking on North Huron. North Huron with the ball now. Kaczynski in it. Pass it up to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore looking to direct the offense. Pass to the left to number 20. 20 shoots a three, misses, and easily rebounded by Kaczynski. Kaczynski shot that one just under. 15-11, North Huron leading it.
Nice putback shot there. You got to get those second chance shots there, Paul, when you have the opportunity to get them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's where you can really build a lead is get those second chance opportunities and limit the second chance opportunities for your opponent.
Number 24 back to 12 now. Jeffrey Wright with it for Ubley. Setting up the offense, pass it to 34, Tyler Brandell. Brandell drives it, missed it, hit the top. Very top of the rim.
Real nice defense by Austin Rice there, using all that 6'6" frame, altering the shot and getting the turnover.
Some full court pressure here by the Ubley Bearcats on the North Huron Warriors.
Kaczynski, couple passes, gets it tipped away to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore passes it, missed, kicks it out to Kaczynski. Kaczynski kicks it out to Strzeski to set up the offense. Strzeski driving it, got it tipped away and grabbed by an Ubley player. And a North Huron player, jump ball, possession going to North Huron.
15-11 is your score, North Huron with the lead, about 38 seconds left in this first quarter, or period. What is it, periods or quarters?
Quarter.
Is it both ways?
I think you can go both ways.
I think
but it's
period
quarters.
Is in hockey. 35, Kaczynski shot the three, missed it on the left side, went out of bounds, so Ubley's gonna get this one back.
Head coach David Case not happy with that play there also.
Number 14 with it, Austin Burton for Ubley. Crosses the half court line, pass it into the big man who's still around the 3-point line, Trenton Morrell. Morrell dishes it back up to 14, Austin Burton. Burton back to Morrell. Morrell shoots another three, and he made that one. That one's 15-13. Actually, that was only a long two. 6 seconds left. Brandon Moore driving it for North Huron. A difficult shot for North Huron. Missed it, stolen away by Ubley.
15-13, North Huron holding the 2-point lead against Ubley at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Cruise 102.1.
Tired of roaming town?